You're listening to the Earn That Body podcast, episode number 352.
Welcome to the Earn That Body show with Kim Eagle. Kim is an award-winning personal trainer. She trains her clients all over the world online and is passionate about empowering people by getting fit and healthy.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Kim Eagle with the Earn That Body podcast. Now, last week, we talked about social media making it all about strength training. So we talked about how cardio is still so important. If you missed that episode, I highly recommend that you check it out. But today, we are going to talk about another thing that social media is sort of, I don't want to say over-exaggerating, but definitely making a lot of hype over, and that's protein. Yes, we do need protein, everyone, and especially as we age, we need more protein. I get it, and I want you to get it. But just like cardio and strength training, protein is not the only macronutrient you need, and in fact, protein can be something you eat too much of. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And I do want to let you know that I have done past episodes about protein, so you can definitely go check those out. But today we're talking about, can you eat too much protein? And is social media making the protein theme too big a hype? So we're going to definitely talk about that. Before I get to it, I just want to let you all know that I do have a new challenge coming up. Now, I'm not launching it yet. I'm not launching registration because I'm finalizing some details, but I just wanted you to know that I do have a challenge coming up. So just be on the lookout for it. If you don't follow Earn That Body on social media, that's generally the first place that I'm going to post about the new challenge, something fun for all of us to get at least summer body ready. How about that? Okay, now let's talk about this protein thing and what is going on. What is going on? Why is it becoming such a thing that everybody is saying you need protein? You don't just need protein. You need a lot of protein, a lot of protein. Well, today, the first article that I took a lot of information from came from Mayo Clinic because I think it's very important for us to get the information from valid sources. And unfortunately, the influencers you might see on social media are not always valid sources. And often they're trying to sell you something like a protein powder, and they're going to give you their code so that they can get a percentage of that sale. They're going to sell you all kinds of things half the time, but that doesn't make them super knowledgeable. And hey, maybe you think I'm not super knowledgeable. That's why I try to get this information to you from valid sources like Mayo Clinic. Now, in 2022, yes, that was 2 years ago, but not that much has changed when it comes to protein, although I will give you an updated article even more than that right after. But in 2022, according to Mayo Clinic, they're saying that contrary to all the hype, and this was in 2022, you guys, contrary to all the hype that everyone needs more protein, guess what? Most people in the United States meet or exceed their needs. This is especially true for males ages 19 to 59. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans 2020 to 2025 indicate that men in that age range are exceeding their protein recommendations, especially from meat, poultry, and eggs. They say that even athletes often get more protein than they need without supplements because their calorie requirements are higher. With more food comes more protein. So that was just a little something that they were starting to talk about. And I know they talked about men specifically, and probably 99.9% of you listening are women. But what's happening now is there is such a hype, even more now, for women to be getting in more protein, especially as we age, especially with perimenopause, especially with menopause. And I'm not saying that that is wrong, but I think it's really important that you understand how much protein are we talking and how should you get it so that it's still in a healthy way. Because what I'm seeing is I'm having clients come to me and they're like, look, I am eating so much protein and I'm still not losing weight. What's going on? Well, for one, you might be eating too much protein. And guess what, team? Protein is still calories. So you can, in fact, eat too much protein and therefore too many calories. That is a thing that is starting to happen to women because they're eating so much protein. So that's one thing. Another thing I just want to make sure you understand is that when I do have clients come to me and they are in perimenopause or menopause and they are struggling with weight loss, the first thing I do is get them to log their food at a balanced macro ratio to see where they're at. And I will be honest, probably 50% of those clients do not end up needing me to adjust their macros. They lose weight on the simple balanced macro ratio. So not everybody needs more protein to lose weight. And these clients were putting on muscle. They looked amazing after they did my lean program and followed some private nutrition. So not everyone is equal. So that does not mean that everybody needs to be eating a ton of protein, and not everybody should be eating the same amount of protein. So from Mayo Clinic, they're going to say what they think is the amount of protein that you need. And this is fairly standard when you look at a lot of the guidelines out there. They say that anywhere from 10 to 35% of your calories should come from protein. So if your needs are 2,000 calories, that's 200 to 700 calories from protein, or 50 to 175 grams. The recommended dietary allowance to prevent deficiency for an average sedentary adult is 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight. So an example would be someone who weighs 165 pounds or 75 kilograms should consume 60 grams of protein per day. That would be for someone who is sedentary, all right? Now then they say that when you reach the ages of 40 to 50, sarcopenia, which means losing muscle mass as you age, begins to set in. A really big reason why you keep hearing, we need more protein as you age, 40 to 50, we're losing muscle, we need protein to fix it. Well, to prevent this and maintain that quality of your life, your protein needs do increase. So for you, they recommend 1 to 1.2 grams per kilogram or 75 to 90 grams per day for a 75 kilogram person. Now, then they say people who exercise regularly also have higher needs, about 1.1 to 1.5 grams per kilogram. People who regularly lift weights or are training for a running or cycling event, they would need 1.2 to 1.7 grams per kilogram. So you can see these amounts are increasing. So right now, ladies, you could say to yourself, well, I'm 40 to 50 and up, potentially. I work out regularly. So I maybe need to be in that range of 1.2 to 1.7 grams. That was the highest amount that they recommended. They also say that excessive protein intake would be more than 2 grams per kilogram of body weight each day. Now, in general, their recommendation is to consume 15 to 30 grams of protein at each meal. And again, if you're already thinking, okay, then I'm going to eat 30, because some of you are just overachievers and you're already like, well, I'm going to eat the most. I'm going to eat the most. If it says 15 to 30, I'm going to eat 30 because you think that you need to, but you might not be at that amount of calories that you need to eat all 15, or I should say the 30 gram side of the protein. They also talk about the fact that studies show that higher intakes of protein, those more than 40 grams in one sitting, are no more beneficial than the recommended 15 to 30 grams at one time. Studies show this. So don't be pushing the limits of how much protein you're getting, especially in one sitting. Do not try to make up for your entire day at dinner by eating 3 steaks. It is not going to be beneficial, and it's not going to make up for what you lacked the rest of the day. All right? So be a little bit cautious about that. Now, what does 15 to 30 grams of protein in whole foods actually look like? Because to some of you right now, you're thinking, I am struggling to get in 15 to 30 grams of protein per meal. And some of you are like, oh, I am way over that amount. I can do it, right? But you have to think about, what are you using to hit these higher amounts of protein? Because if you're just dumping protein powder into all of your meals to hit 40 plus grams of protein, or even 30, you might be doing your body a disservice. It's not just about supplements that your body needs. But let's look at what they're saying whole food looks like for 15 to 30 grams of protein. They say that eating a banana, Greek yogurt, and a hard-boiled egg, that will get you 19 grams of protein on average. So that's a pretty great breakfast. You could have something like that for breakfast easily, and you'd be in that target range of 15 to 30 grams of protein, correct? Now, they also say a 3-ounce chicken breast with half cup of rice, half cup of vegetables is about 25 grams of protein. Fabulous. You're at the upper end of your 15 to 30 grams per meal. An egg and a bean burrito with a glass of milk, 28 grams of protein. Not that hard to eat those things at all. All of those are real food. You didn't even need a supplement. So, as you can see, it's not that hard to get the recommended 15 to 30 grams per meal just by using real foods. Most people, even athletes, can reach their protein needs by including a serving of dairy at each meal and a piece of meat the size of a deck of cards at lunch and potentially supper, all right? Dairy is a nice option. It's why I tell you guys all the time, if you don't have an intolerance to dairy, I would not avoid it because it's an incredible source of protein and calcium. Now, they also say, and this is what I think we're lacking in social media influencers right now, that protein should accompany fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. They literally say protein should not be the entire meal. So please, do not just have grilled chicken for lunch or dinner, for that matter. It is not okay to just have a protein for your meal. You absolutely still have to get that balance. So that balance in macronutrients includes protein, healthy carbohydrate, healthy fat. Now, I was having lunch with a girlfriend the other day, and she has lost a good amount of weight over the last year. And I said, well, how did you do it? What are you doing? And she said, you know, to be really honest, I just didn't really eat protein before. So now I lead my meal with protein. And I loved the way she said that. I lead my meal with protein, because what she meant was, I start with my protein and then I add the healthy carb and the healthy fat with it. But I start with the protein. And that's really what I always tell my clients to do. Look at your plate and ask yourself, do you have your protein? Do you have a healthy carb? Do you have a healthy fat? And do you have a vegetable? Because if you have those things on your plate and you can point to each one, you probably have a fairly balanced meal. Probably have enough protein as well. Now, let's get to the next section of this episode, which is talking about, can you in fact eat too much protein, and what would that do to you? Well, this information comes from the Cleveland Clinic, and this is just from last June. So this is not from years ago by any means. And the title was, yes, you can definitely eat too much protein. And I think it's so important that people realize this because there is so much hype right now on the fact that you need protein that I think people are actually not even realizing it, but they're leaning back towards these keto diets that were very unhealthy. Those keto diets were leading to people to have very high cholesterol. It was leading people to eat things like hamburgers all the time without the bun, but eating tons of red meat all the time, beef jerky all the time. They didn't care about how much fat they were taking in, processed meat, as long as they were getting the protein. And that is, I think, what is happening again. Because there is this force out there right now saying that everybody needs to eat more protein. So you absolutely can eat too much, and it's really something you need to be conscious of. Now let's talk about why. Well, there's side effects of eating too much protein, because just like anything, too much of anything is not recommended. And if you're eating more than the recommended amount of protein on a regular basis, you're probably overdoing it. You may be at risk of eating too much protein if you follow these types of keto diets, or just generally eat high quantities of meat, or if you drink a lot of protein supplements like the shakes and the powders, and especially if you do any of these things and aren't really physically active. So don't think that eating protein all day long is going to be the answer if you're also not exercising properly to work off all those calories from protein. It's not like protein is free calories. I feel like people are starting to think that, like, I can eat as much as I want as long as it's high protein. Not really, team. Now, did you know that there's actually some signs that you're eating too much protein? And some of these might actually ring a bell in your ear right now when I say them, and you might be like, oh, I have this. Maybe I am eating too much protein. The first one is bad breath. Isn't that interesting? And this is because eating too much protein, especially without a balanced amount of carbohydrates, can cause something called ketosis. And that is a metabolic state that happens when your body starts burning fat for energy. So it's called keto breath, and that is a side effect. Another sign or symptom is dehydration. And this is because your kidneys are responsible for filtering waste from your blood, including the byproducts of protein. And they need water to make the process work smoothly. But when they get stressed, like when you consume way too much protein, you can literally end up dehydrated. Another symptom, digestive problems. Eating too much protein, especially in the form of red meat, y'all, just so you know, red meat, don't eat too much of that one. That can bring on a lot of stomach issues like bloating, constipation, and diarrhea. Another one, which I've sort of been referencing quite a bit, extra calories. High protein intake also means ingesting a lot of excess calories. And your body turns excess protein into fat. Sorry, it's just what's going to happen. So it's important to know how much you need in order to maintain your weight without overdoing it. Now, this symptom's an interesting one. I mean, you have gone way overboard if you have this one. Foamy urine. I've never even heard of that one. But this is a sign that you need to go to the doctor absolutely right away, because foamy or bubbly urine is a sign of proteinuria, which is a high level of protein in your urine, and that can actually be a sign of kidney damage. So that's like taking it to the highest level if you have been maxing out for too long. It just goes to show that you can actually do more harm to your body than good. And the last symptom are kidney problems in general. And this is because high amounts of protein make your kidneys work harder, which can cause kidney damage or make existing kidney problems worse. High protein diets are not recommended for people who have any kind of kidney issues. So something you definitely want to know. Now, eating too much protein in the form of that red meat, I just want to bring this up one more time, that does have its own set of risks like heart attacks, stroke, and certain kinds of cancer. So even though you might be really trying to hit those protein goals, please limit the amount of red meat that you are taking in. Now, what can you do to get in the right amount of protein in a balanced way? Because you do have to get in protein. And I'm not going to tell you that I haven't been working with some clients right now that I do say to them, you're not getting in enough protein. Because some people, especially in perimenopause and menopause, do not metabolize carbs as well. And when that's the case, we do have to shift to slightly higher protein. It is never more than 35%. 35% protein based on your calories, all right? I don't let any of my clients go higher than that because I do not think that that is a safe range to go much higher, and it's definitely not balanced. Now, here are some things that you can do to sort of strike the right balance. Here's the first thing. You want to space it out. Meaning your body can only process about 20 to 40 grams of protein at a time. So don't go overboard, as we said earlier, in any one meal because your body can't process more than that at that time. So it's just going to convert it to fat potentially if you just eat a mass amount in one sitting. So make sure you're distributing your intake evenly throughout the day. The next thing you really want to do is you want to make smart protein choices. When you're working on your weekly meal plan, try to skip the amount of processed meats and limit the amount of red meat. And so they generally recommend 1 to 2 servings of red meat per week max. I probably have red meat once a month. You don't want to eat things like hot dogs. That is highly processed. So once in a while at the ball game, go for it. But you really want to be careful of the processed meats, even the deli meats. It's such a bummer, but like all the turkey that you maybe have for those deli meat lunches, they're really highly processed. They have a ton of sodium. They are not heart healthy. I don't eat deli meat anymore. I gave that up years ago because it's an unhealthy protein. And it's a bummer because it's great to throw some turkey slices in your mouth to get a quick protein snack, but it's not ideal. And if you are going to have these kinds of meats, any meat in general, it is always best to get organic when possible. Now, the next tip would be to add plant-based protein where you can, because meat isn't the only way to get the protein range that you need to be in. Lentils, beans, certain nut butters as well. They are easy to eat. They are nutritious. They have protein in them. They're not going to have as much protein. So you do have to be careful because especially with the nut butters, it's going to be much higher in fat, but it is another way to add a little something to get a little bit more protein without having that risk of chronic diseases by eating so much meat. Now, they say if you are going to pick a protein powder, and you know how I feel about protein powders, but if you are, you should choose one that is organic. You should choose one that has very few ingredients. So if there is a paragraph or two of ingredients that you cannot even pronounce, please don't get it. It is just, it's a supplement that is full of crap. How about that? Yes, it's got protein, but it's got a lot of crap too. All right. So you want something with very few ingredients, something that is organic. And the most important thing is that it is tested by a third party. A third party. Now, it is going to say, because they're going to want to highlight this, if this company tests their supplements by a third party, and if it doesn't say that, I really wouldn't get it. There's many brands out there, not many, I should say, there are some brands out there who are testing by a third party, and it makes it a little more reassuring to know that it is verified of somewhat healthy and somewhat safe. All right, you have to be very careful about protein powders and supplements in general, since they generally are not regulated by the FDA. I've done many podcasts on that. Just go ahead and search the Earn That Body podcast on iTunes or your platform for Earn That Body and supplements, and you can get all the information you need on that as well. Now, this is everything you really need to know about protein. So I think the most important things and the takeaways are, yes, you need protein, but yes, you need a balanced diet too. You cannot just have protein. So as my friend said, lead with your protein. Make sure you have a healthy carbohydrate. It might have to be less amount of healthy carbohydrate if you're in that aging range where you're not metabolizing carbs as well, but maybe not. So I'm not going to make a client drop their carbohydrate intake of healthy carbs unless we know it isn't working for them. That's why I always give it some time and I test things with my clients to see what is working and what isn't working before I start taking things away from your diet. So lead with your protein, have a healthy carbohydrate, have a healthy fat, and make sure you have a vegetable on your plate. And don't forget to include whole grains, because you also need fiber in your diet. You cannot just eat protein. You also need fiber. If you can do all of that, you're probably going to be just fine. 15 to 30 grams of protein, and that is a solid range. Is it 15 or is it 30? It's dependent on how many calories you are taking in. Which brings up one other question that I often get. How many grams of protein should I eat a day, Kim? It is not just a set amount of grams, because for one, every person is different. So I cannot give my 5-foot client who is completely sedentary and eats a very low amount of calories the same grams of protein as I'm going to give my 6-foot gentleman who is an active athlete, right? There is not just a set number. That's why the way that I help my clients with protein is always based on how many calories you take in. And you don't take in the same amount of calories every day, right? One day you might do yoga and one day you might go for a 6-mile run. Well, which day do you think you should eat more protein? The day you burned more calories. So it's not just a set amount of calories. And that's why even 15 to 30 grams per meal is this range, because it's not a set number. It should be based on how many calories you're taking in overall. So don't just think, okay, she said 15 to 30. I'm going to eat 30 grams of protein every single meal. That might not be the amount for you. So always best to sort of look at some of these guidelines. You might go back, listen again, research how many kilograms, you know, you weigh, how much is 2.0, which is the max amount of protein you should be taking in per kilogram, right? And do some math and see where maybe you should be. But again, I like to base it on calories and not just pushing for the maximum amount of protein. So there you have it. The things we have learned in the last 2 weeks is that social media is not always right. Social media may be screaming at you, more strength training, more protein, that is the answer. That is not the answer. So now you know it is definitely about cross training, strength training, and cardiovascular exercise. And it is also about protein in conjunction with healthy fat, healthy carbs, vegetables, and fiber. There you have it, team. The Earn That Body podcast, always here to bring you fitness, nutrition, and health information you can put into play right away.
For more information about Kim Eagle's online programs, go to earnthatbody.com or check out Earn That Body on all forms of social media, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube.